Welcome to Envision Podcast. My name is Ilse and I will be your host for today's episode. On this platform, we provide you with updates about Envision and have conversations with people that we look up to. And today we will be discussing holidays at Envision. And we have an amazing person and our wonderful actress with us today. Welcome, Joy Berry.
Hi.
Hi, I'm so happy that you are joining today's podcast.
Yes.
Why do I say wonderful actress? That's because you were in our first video.
Oh, I thought you were referring to someone else.
No. You were in our first video with Envision Glasses.
Right.
Such a great time we had. And today I'm super curious to just get to know a little more about how you celebrate the holidays and what does it mean to you? Because it's December. Tell me how you celebrate this month.
Okay, well, I start celebrating Christmas as of October.
Oh, nice.
Because I start playing all my Christmas songs. In the Caribbean, there's something called paran. I start to play my paran music. And my children always tell me, Mama, we are so far away from December. Mm-hmm. I say, yeah, but December is so short. So I have to lengthen it by starting to celebrate from October and November. Then when December comes, I get as much as I can out of Christmas celebration. Because it's really a time of the year that I love the most. Mm-hmm. Why so? It's because not only with the coming together of family, but it's the extra cooking, the extra baking, the different scents that are all through the house, all the decorations, and it's such a nice feel. It's such a wonderful emotional time of the year for me, especially.
Oh, I can totally imagine. It makes me just warm listening to this.
Yeah.
Absolutely great. And so if you celebrated for 3 months, and is Christmas the night before Christmas or Christmas Day then the favorite when everyone comes together?
Or is right. Because what we do, we start the real big set of cooking and baking as of the 23rd. Mm-hmm. So there's a set of preparation with all the cleaning of all the meat and the seasoning. And then you want it to go through properly so that Christmas Day when there's a big dinner. And so all those, the different herbs and everything, they get the chance to properly soak through the meat and so, and then you bake it or you stew it or you fry certain things, but we try not so much to fry things, but I am pescatorian, so I mostly like my fish deep fried, but I cook different meats and so for the children. And then it's just a time that we enjoy coming together to start the preparation as of the 23rd, 24th, 12 o'clock, we're opening gifts. We can't wait for 12 o'clock midnight so that we could start opening gifts. And then even though I'm blind, I get to feel everyone's gifts. They tell me all the colors. Then I can give my opinion. Oh, this is a nice material. Oh, this is nice. What does this feel like? Oh, this feels like this and this and this. Mm-hmm. And I'm totally into it because everybody is describing everything for me.
Oh, and that's wonderful because with you are always your daughters, of course.
Yeah, and my... Yeah. And my sons, especially the youngest son, he has to be the one that's constantly, oh, we forgot to buy this. Oh, we forgot to buy that. Mm-hmm. Joash, you have to run in the shop again. Oh, Joash, we forgot this and this. He said, I'm going to stay a little while and see how many things you're all going to forget before I go back this time. And then I'm going to go again. So it's constantly, even though you make out your entire list, you just want to do something extra with the food, something extra with the seasoning. Oh, let's try this. Let's see how it will taste with this and that. And then the children would say, Mama, you remember how you used to do this and this and this? Because now they took over all my recipes, favorite recipes, and they themselves cook and bake a lot.
Yeah. And do they help you then with the cooking on the day itself?
Yeah, but sometimes that's why that's one of the things that I'm really hoping the Envision glasses will be able to help me with in the future. Yeah. If I find they're taking too long to reach and I want to start, especially yeah. around the Christmas time, our favorite is an apple pecan cake that they always say, Mama, you make that, Mama. We're going to make the others, but we just love when you're making the apple pecan. And then after I've prepared all the pecan nuts and the grating of all the apples and things like that, now if no one's around, I can't see to pour it out in the pan, because then some of them, I did it, my biggest mistake. One of the years I said, you know, this should be nice in a muffin pan or a cupcake pan. And then they get their own personalized piece that they don't have to, Mama, come and cut me a piece of apple pecan, stuff like that. Yeah. So now I make it in cupcake pans, muffin pans, and also a huge one. But the thing is, why I don't wait on them, because it takes so long to bake. Yeah. It's a cake, it's very soft, but it's very hard to mix. So sometimes when I'm waiting on them, especially if I'm doubling and tripling the batter, because everybody wants it, oh, make a small tin for me, or Mama, make one, I want to take it home, and stuff like that. So you're trying to make it in one batter, but then it's very compact. And it's only after you pour all the grated apples in, it becomes very, very soft, you know, with all the cinnamon. And so that's one of the things that I'm hoping in the future that mm-hmm. I'll be able to get help with, because what I had to do last year was put on a video call
yeah.
while I'm pouring it in. Am I by the half of the tin? Am I by a little lower, a little higher? And you're trying to hold the video camera. You're trying to pour this heavy cake inside yeah. of all the different baking pots. it's quite a happening with that cake. Yeah. So it would be nice to really do the entire thing without waiting for others to reach so that I can start, because then you get that out of the way and then you could make your chocolate cake and all the different things.
Oh, so many cakes.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that you make it for your kids to take home. That's yeah. The Mama's recipe is always the best.
That's true. And now I have a partner. We got engaged last, the second day of Christmas, and he wants to now, I want to take over doing the apple pecan cake. And so he has it pretty much down. Mm-hmm. So I get help with that, at least, especially when I'm making so much, because I have 4 children, 2 boys and 2 girls. Mm-hmm. So everybody wants to take home.
Yeah, of course. So, wow. But you have some help this year. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, and about the Christmas table, because I know that one of your daughters is really good at decorating.
Oh, she's a master.
Is she the one helping you with the Christmas table also?
Yes, she's out there. She already set up a small Christmas tree in the walkway. And then tomorrow she's going to go with my fiance to buy the huge Christmas tree, because we always buy a very huge one that touches the ceiling. Mm-hmm. And then that's a whole happening decorating it. So when it's totally decorated, That daughter lets me feel every single thing on that tree. She said, Mama, these are the icicles. These are the heavy ones from glass. These are this, this is that. And then I have this and this in between the three. I'm leaving you feel all of this before I put on the angel hair, because then your hand can get good in between and stuff. And then we put all the gifts underneath and so. And then I help setting up sometimes the gifts underneath the tree and so. But they always have me working. So it's not as if oh, Mama is blind. Mama don't get to do anything. No, Mama has to do a lot of things. Yeah. So I really enjoy that, how they decorate the table and it's one big spread, you know, and then the table stays decorated until Christmas Day. We wake up and we have Christmas breakfast together. So that's one big happening also. Mm-hmm. And we always make everything from scratch. So it's nothing out of a box. We always make it from scratch.
Wow. Also the breakfast.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. And do you have any, like, the must-haves that you need on the Christmas table in terms of decorations and stuff?
Well, the must-haves are the standard things that we normally have. We will have a lot of candles. One thing we found very strange in Holland, we don't smell the Christmas tree like how you smell it in Aruba. So now we have to buy sprays. And now I heard today about a candle. It's very expensive candle that you could buy. So I'm waiting for the WhatsApp to come in just now. And there's this candle you could buy with the scent of the Christmas tree. So those are the standard things that we like, and we use a lot of candles on the tables. We make a high decoration on the table for everything that represents. And then we also have in the second corner, we have a big Christmas table. So we have huge the three wise men and the Virgin and Joseph and the baby Jesus. And my daughter, she decorates it in phases going up. She goes outside, she takes dry leaves, she takes sand, she sprays the sand, she goes and she gets brown paper bag and she sprays that so that it could look as if you're in a cave. Mm-hmm. And then she gets the different animals and she set them up like you're going all the way up to this lighted stable. So very rare around the holiday, we use the big lights because the Christmas tree stays light the entire day.
24/7.
Yeah. And then on the 6th of January is the official day to take down everything.
It's always a bit of a sad day.
Yes. And it's bittersweet because then you have to carefully take down all those beautiful decorations that you want to use again mm-hmm. the following year. And that takes a lot of time because mm-hmm. there's all these boxes to pack them back in. And then some of them have to be wrapped in special paper so that they don't get scratched or damaged. And so it's always a big bittersweet happening.
Yes. Plus the fact that you have to wait for another year, although you have to wait for another 9 months.
Exactly.
You know, that's actually not that bad.
No, I have it very, very good because I start taking out things, putting them inside the house. I go downstairs where we keep everything and everything is marked and so. Mm-hmm. And I tell my fiancé, start bringing up this. He said, huh? And he's Dutch. So he wants to know, like, why is that coming up now? I said, I just want it to be upstairs instead of downstairs. And then I put it in my cupboard and things like that. So it's a real special time for me, real special. And certain things we just have to eat every Christmas.
Like what? Apart from the pecan pie.
What are the musts? Always have Christmas ham. And I taught the girls to do it the special way that I was taught by my mom, how to prepare it, how to prepare the brown sugar and the mustard, how you have to boil it, then you have to cut off all the fat and the skin, and then you cut it, you fill it with cloves in between, and then you paste it with the honey and the mustard and the dark brown sugar. Then you bake it, and when it's finished, you do that again. You pass it over on it again to get the special glaze. So my children, even though I don't eat it, my children will, they just can't imagine a Christmas without Christmas ham.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Is this from where you're from? Because I've never heard of this.
Yeah, I'm from Aruba, and we are very inclined to hold on to tradition. Mm-hmm. So we have, because it's such a popular tourist island, we mix our parents' traditions with American traditions. So we celebrate Thanksgiving. So okay. This year we couldn't, but that is normally a big happening. Even though it's the last Thursday in America, we celebrated the last Saturday in November. And that is a lot of cooking also. But then you invite friends over and everybody has to prepare a special dish. And then we send them the recipe, how they're supposed to prepare it. And then they're young professionals. So they're like, Tante Joy, I don't know how to do this. Or how are we supposed to do this? Dinah, you send the recipe here. Am I really supposed to make this thing? And then my daughter Dinah will say, or Toby will say, I'll walk you through it and stuff like that. So then after every Thanksgiving, all those girls learn a new recipe on how to prepare something.
That's so nice. And this year, because of course, Corona, so you couldn't invite too many people, but did you have like a small celebration?
Well, what we did, we said we will try and not do it the Saturday. Mm-hmm. We just were together smaller, but mm-hmm. not all the children could have come. So it was just the four of us. Mm-hmm. And we said we're going to put more into it for the Christmas so that we could. And now that my older daughter, the one Tobia that was helping me just now with the computer, mm-hmm. we do it now. 1 year it will be by her and 1 year by Mama. So then everybody sleeps over because 12 o'clock is the opening of the gifts.
Yes.
Yeah. So then, so that we could open Christmas morning together, because that's very, very, very important to us. Christmas has to be opened with the family, you know? So, those are our traditions, because my parents came from the British island, mm-hmm. and my mother came from the Dutch part of St. Martin, my father from Grenada. So that was also a mixture. Yeah. And the Dutch culture is also very strong in Aruba because we're educated in Dutch mm-hmm. and everything. But when it comes to Christmas and Thanksgiving, you go really, really back totally to your own roots to celebrate it the way how we do it Aruba style.
Yeah.
Aruba. That's a lot of music, a lot of singing, a lot of dancing and those type of things. But we always look for an opportunity that we could come together just to eat and cook together.
And sing and dance. Is it going to happen this December too?
Yeah, especially December. Yeah. Yeah. There's parties all over. When we migrated to Holland, we really had to get accustomed to 10 o'clock music supposed to tone down. We were like, what? How do you mean 10 o'clock at night? The night has just begun, you know? So we had to really get accustomed to that, because all over Aruba, every neighbor has their radio on the highest volume, and it's not disturbing anyone, you know? Yeah. So you're accustomed to sometimes your music isn't on, but you're singing and dancing in your house to the music that your neighbor is playing because it's so loud, you know? So, and then there's also the older tradition of going house to house singing Christmas carols and Christmas music, and then you eat, you get something to drink, and that's how it goes.
Wow. It's so interesting because it sounds a little bit like the American way of celebrating it, which is amazing, and I can't wait for it to be like this in the Netherlands as well.
Yeah. I'm seeing more and more like there's being aware of Thanksgiving now and what we make should do. And I tell my children, no matter how long you live, wherever you go, you stay with your tradition, stay with your family tradition, and you celebrate everything that you're accustomed to celebrating. And we celebrate family because family means a lot to us, family and friends. So it's always a lot of inviting of people and that. So this year, we have to do it a little differently. But I already told the children from the time as soon as the shelter in place and not being able to invite so much people at home is passed, it doesn't matter to me whether it's February, March, April, we're keeping one big party and one big eating and one big celebration to celebrate all those months that we couldn't come together.
Oh, wow.
So that's going to be the green light for us to come together and just celebrate.
Oh, that's going to be a big one.
Yeah.
All the holidays, birthdays.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm just looking forward to these days. Really, really looking forward to them.
Oh, yeah. And so you're shopping now. I have one last question, because you said, you know, Christmas shopping for food and of course for gifts.
You're right.
How do you do that? Do you go to the city? Do you order online? And what do you
Sometimes we order online. My daughter Tobia, she wanted us to try the Dutch way this year in the sense of let's do it choosing names, and you get one person that you spend gifts on, because it comes out very expensive for us every year because everybody buys a gift for everyone. Yeah. So she said, let's do it the Dutch style this year. I said, what is that? Then she said, we're going to all put our names in a little basket, and the name that you get, you don't tell anyone. You buy a gift for that person, and if you like, you could choose to buy a second gift for someone else or so. But we're going to try it this year, but I don't think it's going to last.
You're already saying, if you want, you can buy a gift for someone else.
Yes, exactly.
Everyone buying everyone gifts.
I think that's going to happen. Yes, because that's what we've always been accustomed to.
Yeah. And you just said, never change those.
No. So that's why I said, okay, You want us to try this? We're going to try it. This is just a trial, but I already have a feeling there's going to be just as much gifts under that tree. The tree can't even hold the gifts that we have. Like the Christmas tree is a certain place and the gifts are coming out all in the walkway, pile up on top of each other. So I'm very much looking forward to feel how it's going to be this year under the tree.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And then we also go looking for clothes. What my daughters do especially is they say, Mama, you remember when you could have seen you had an outfit that was this color, that color, that color? You used to wear it with this shoe and so. And that's how they buy my clothes with me when we go shopping and so. I say, oh, yes, I love that color. They say, well, this blazer or this coat or this dress has those colors in it. So you will have to wear it with your red shoes or your green shoes. And so then that is me also so much fun going shopping and to get all the different gifts and your clothes, because we dress up very beautiful Christmas morning.
Wonderful. Yeah. Christmas morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because when you sit around the table, well, in the morning when we're having the breakfast, we have on just our nice pajama and robes. But then by 1 o'clock, everybody has to be totally dressed in their stockings, in their heels, in their beautiful, elegant outfit, because we take lots and lots of pictures. So you have to be, the men have to be dressed in their suits and their ties, and the women are going all out, you know. You take so much time by the hairdresser to fix your hair for Christmas morning and Christmas afternoon. So it's really, really a big happening for us.
Oh, Joy, I'm so happy that you shared this with me, because it makes me just so much looking forward to Christmas. And
yeah,
I so totally imagine how it's gonna work in your house with all the candles. Oh, I really, really want to thank you for being on today's episode, and please send us at Envision a picture of the Christmas.
We will.
Love that. I would.
Okay. I'll let you see how she decorated the entire house.
Please do.
Yes, I'll do that.
Enjoy the time. And I am want to say thank you to everyone for listening to today's episode. Okay. If you would like to keep up to date with us, be sure to follow us on social media, because of course this episode will also be there. And you can see this on listen to this podcast on Anchor, Google Podcasts, and Spotify.